Today's case is Hadley versus Baxendale, and it took place in the Court of Exchequer in 1854, and that's in England. So the purpose of this case is to figure out whether contract breachers should have to pay for damages that could not have been foreseen or predicted. So let's jump into the facts. First, we've got the Miller business on one side, and then on the other side, we've got a mail carrier. So here's what happens. There's this mill that's working, operating, but it breaks down because there's a broken crankshaft. So they can't produce anything. Their business is totally at a halt. So the miller tells one of its workers to go to mail carrier and order a new crankshaft. So that's what the worker does. He goes over to the postman, and or the mail carrier, I should say, keep that terminology consistent. And the work and said, "Hey, we need a crankshaft. He did not say that the operations were shut down. All he said was, "We need a crankshaft as soon as possible." And the mail carrier said, "Okay, we can have it there in about 2 days." So that's a contract. Pretty straightforward, pretty easy. Now, this episode is about damages. So, of course, there was a breach. And the breach was that the mail carrier did not deliver the crankshaft until several days later. So it was really late. And that whole time, the miller could not operate the mill. And the court said that the mail carrier was just neglectful, and neither side disputes there was a breach. And so the mill was just out of business that entire time. So we have a breach, and we have to figure out damages. Now, Miller says he wants damages for all the profit he lost while the mill was out of operation. And if you think about it, the mail carrier, because he breached, it took so long. I mean, he caused the mill to stay out of business for that long. Now, of course, the mail carrier says, no way. Like, why should he have to pay for that? Like, sure, he messed up on delivering the crankshaft and breached the contract, but does that mean he has to pay for any and all possible consequences that come from that breach? All right, so let's imagine that you're the judge and you have to figure out, are you going to make the mail carrier pay for those extra, you know, several days where the miller, the lost profits for those days that the miller was unable to operate his business? Go ahead and think about that, and we'll come back with the ruling. So let's talk about how the judge rules. The judge rules that the mail carrier does not have to compensate the mill for the lost profits. And why is that? So he sets out a rule. He says that when someone breaches a contract, they will only be responsible for the foreseeable damages that would be caused by their breach. So if some like crazy, unpredictable thing happens as a consequence of that breach, then the breacher is not going to be responsible to have to pay the other party for that. So let's think about why he would set that rule down. And probably an easy way to see why is to come up with a crazy hypothetical. So suppose that because of the delayed delivery of the crankshaft, it's not just that the mill wasn't able to operate. Let's say something crazy happens, like the owner of the mill, he gets super stressed out about it to the point where he like has a heart attack and then he dies. Should we then make the mail carrier responsible to pay not just for the damages for the mill not operating, but then also to his family, to his estate, you know, maybe he has like some life insurance thing or something. Any possible thing that happened because of that breach. That obviously doesn't seem right. Instead, it seems more fair for the mail carrier to only have to pay for whatever damages that you would typically expect for a delayed part. The reason is that because when two parties agree to a contract, they're agreeing to take on a certain amount of risk. And what should be that assumed amount of risk? Should we assume people are agreeing to take on the risk of any possible harm that could come from either side breaching? even if it's something crazy like causing the other party to have a heart attack and die, you know, that's probably not what most people have in mind when they agree to a contract. They probably only expect to be responsible for the foreseeable damages, or like the predictable damages caused by their breach. Now, of course, you know, the parties can always add terms that say otherwise. They could like put in their contract, quote, and if either party breaches, then that party will be responsible for any and all consequences resulting from that breach, no matter how remote or unpredictable those consequences are. So in that case, if the miller and the mail carrier had a contract with that term in it, then yeah, mail carrier would have to pay up for whatever, for anything, that any damages that were resulted from him breaching the contract. But again, you know, you wouldn't expect most people to put that in their contracts, and so we don't want to make that the default rule. Now, on the other hand, there's another important part about this case you have to consider. If the miller had told the mail carrier that the mill was out of operation because of the missing crankshaft part, then yeah, the mail carrier would actually have to pay for the damages for those lost days of profit. So why is that? Because if the mail carrier knew what was at stake, then he could have foreseen the consequences of a delayed delivery. Like, he knew that they were not able to operate, and so he knew that if he was late, it was going to cost them big. And so by agreeing to the contract, he was also agreeing to take on the liability of those potentially lost profits. All right, so again, the general rule here is when two people agree to a contract with each other, if one breaches, that person is only responsible for the foreseeable or the predictable damages, the damages that you would expect to come from that breach. And they don't have to worry about some crazy thing happening or something they could never have predicted. If that doesn't make any sense, please email me, reach out to me. Happy to explain that more. All right. Thank you for listening. Talk to you next time.